Okay, Torah Or, Vayera, page Yudalid. We learned a few lines into the second column. We'll just start quickly again. Okay, Vinei, symptom, this symptom that he dealt, that I've been speaking about until now, that in order for Elokus to be revealed into the world, it has to be symptom, otherwise it's too much. So he said, there, in the previous paragraph, the Alter Rebbe said there's a symptom that of panui, meaning in a way of siluk, the earth is removed, like we learned, versus a parsa curtain. Like you said, what does it mean, siluk? Not, God forbid, that you don't have it anymore. It just goes back to its source. Because the world cannot handle the way Elokus is by itself. It would be completely non-existent. And the Eivishter didn't want that. Hashem wanted a dirba tachtonim. That means it's only the potential of revealing the infinite, not the actual revelation of infinite. And it becomes concealed within him. That it shouldn't be good. A revelation of Or, Rakamor, the essence itself. But the Alter Rebbe is saying over here is the whole level of Tzimtzum, of this removal, is only in Or. It can't be in the essence. Amor v'izgal is the Mor, the source is always revealed. Lachain, this is where we're up to. Afilu if we, even little kids know the essence of Hashem exists, like we learned in other places, what the Tzemach Tzedek brings down, that this great person said, "I daven ledazeh tinik. I daven like a baby." Because over there it says, "Why do you daven and not get answered?" Because you don't know how to reveal that particular ord into the particular vessel to get the sustenance from Hashem. So he brings down over there an opinion that says, I am like a baby. I don't know Atzilus, I don't know Bri, I don't know Yitzir. I know Hashem. He said that even little kids know that. And that's the essence of Hashem. They don't know Atzilus and Ak and Kesed and all that. They know Hashem. Even though they have absolutely no understanding how it is. Or they don't have the gili. In the essence of Hashem, we learned already millions of times, there is no difference between the highest worlds and the lowest worlds. Hashem is the same in everything. The only difference is revelations. Higher worlds have greater revelations, lower worlds have lower revelations. But essence, there is no difference before and after. Therefore, this symptom of siluk is called makom pani v'cholol. It's an empty place, meaning shulchol v'reik min ha'or. It's empty from revelations. Shein be'ha'or v'izgalus klal. There is no revelation. There's only the essence. Alanisha b'kerach b'mor. The revelation remained in a potential state in the source. K'mo shul ha'nefesh, take the nefesh. When it comes into the body, okay, it's like the neshama comes into the body. The second the neshama comes into the body, you see life. The body's alive. But before the neshama comes into the body, even he's saying like this. When the nefesh comes into the body, then you see life. Now, there's no question the nefesh has that power of life without the body. But it's not functioning. There's nowhere to function it. It's like, again, like the battery. Before you put it in, when it's in the container, you buy the battery in. Yeah, it has power. But it's just potential power. It's not actual power because it's not in anything yet. So before the nefesh comes into the guf, it's potential power. Now the nefesh comes into the guf, it's actual power, actual life. The neshama's power, again, the battery's power is potentially all there. It's all potentially there. It's just not revealed. Calls Mashen is just a slap shot. Dying beguf lachayis. As long as it's not in the body to give it life. And to reveal. In other words, once the neshama comes in the body, then the potential is actualized, it's revealed, and then the neshama gives life to the body. And it comes from the concealed power of the neshama, of life, to the revealed. When you have a brilliant guy, yeah, as long as he's not revealing his brilliance, it's only there in the potential. He's not revealing it yet. Sometimes if he doesn't even think about it, he's not even revealing it to himself. That doesn't mean he's not a chacham. He's the same chacham. It's just potential versus revealed.
Is it the same
ma'amar or return? No, same ma'amar. It's like he says, even to himself, as long as you're not dealing with that wisdom, the wisdom is there. The midah, the feeling is there. It's just not revealed.
Where does the source of potential come from?
From Hashem's power of potential. But the difference is, in Elokus, ein koyach hasapel. Potential is not lacking the actual. By us, potential lacks the actual. When you deal with the level of chokhmah, then it's revealed within the person. Then it's revealed either to somebody else or even to yourself. But in a time when you're not thinking about the wisdom, it's only the potential. He has the potential to understand, if he'll occupy himself with that scholar. In other words, if a brilliant genius is playing ball, okay, that doesn't make him less brilliant. It's just that brilliance is not revealed. It's only the potential. But he could, at any moment, reveal it to himself. And he says the same thing, okay? A person could see. But if you close your eyes, you still have the power of sight. It didn't disappear. It's just in the potential state, not in the actual state, because it's not coming into the vessel yet. If he's going to close the eye, it's the power of sight is there 100%. Let me come. It doesn't come into an actual seeing until he opens his eyes. Same thing, walking. Okay, in this part, Alter Rebbe is just bringing out one point. We have powers that are in the potential state, like the nefesh before it comes into the body, the power of eyesight when you close the eyes, the power of seichel when you don't deal with it. It's in the potential state. Then when you reveal it, it becomes into the actual state. So he says that's the same thing, l'mayla. In the tzimtzum, he's talking about tzimtzum arishin, or like he said before, the same way in a certain way is between higher than atzilus and atzilus. Not like between atzilus to bria and atzilus over there. Say curtain. Curtain is not a removal of the light; you're just blocking the light. Tzimtzum arishin is removal of the light from the actual to the potential. Okay, and he's saying clearly, this emptiness of potential is only as far as the actual revelation goes. It's not there anymore. It's not empty because the source is there. You can't remove the source. You're just removing the revelation of the source. Nevertheless, Okay, he says like this. The truth of the matter is, when we speak about revelations of Hashem, we speak about Or, light, right? More light, less light, more concealed, less concealed. Who compared the revelations of Elokus to Or? That is all he's saying. Okay? But he can't compare the two. The revelation of godliness is not a revelation of light. You know, sometimes a person's sitting and all of a sudden they get a brainstorm, you know, like a light goes off in their body. It doesn't mean a light went off. Somebody plugged in a bulb and it went on. It's different terms. It's a different term of a revelation. Now, by us, we have no other way of revealing a revelation except the concept of light. Even though there's a lot of different other types of revelations. Afa b'ken lefi shehim sho'arizal. That because Arizal like it. Nim d'chayis and nim shmein tov through chochma and bina. In the name of Eretz, which is Erviziv Hashem Shoyetze, Me Hashem Shomer, like the light of the sun. Lakach kodalat simtzim. Therefore, what the Arizal called, that simtzim ashenichl or b'mor, what the light goes back to the potential state, neka b'shem makumpani is called makumpani, shes almasar, which is the concealment of the light, from the revealed back to the potential, is almuzohed earth, and therefore this is called lacking of light, acheena b'shem cloud, lias neka b'shem chachma, you can't even call it chachma. In other words, he says like this. Before the nefesh functions, you can't even say it's chachma. Because chachma is when it's functioning. Chachma is when it functions. When do you see chachma? When it functions. Right? Eyesight is only functioning when you see. When you don't see, it's not functioning. But it's there. So Makom Pani, when Hashem had to, so to speak, remove all the revealed back to the potential, that level is called Makom Pani. Even though it's not really empty, because Hashem is there. The Seichel is still there. The power of sight is still there. It's just not functioning. In order to create from the infinite revelation of Hashem to create a finite world, Hashem couldn't limit it. You couldn't cut it in half because half of infinite is infinite. You can't just cover it by limiting it with the cover because infinite cannot become limited. Right? So what did Hashem do, bottom line, to create a finite world? Hashem removed the revelation of infinite, put it back into the potential state, and then re-revealed a limited level of godliness to create a limited world. That's all he's saying over here.
Is that exaggerated?
Exaggerating what?
Simplifying it.
Huh?
Removed himself.
He didn't remove himself. That's what Dal Tereb is exactly saying, but it's not. He didn't remove himself. He removed his revelation, his functioning. So you limit your functioning. That doesn't mean you're not there because you're not functioning. That's why he brought out the Moshul the Neshama. It's not a theory of evolution, no.
Rabbi, what is the difference between when the neshama goes up? So we can say the neshama goes back to potential?
Correct. But as we're reading in Chitas these days, in Simen Chav Zayin and the Biur, what it says in the Zayin, it's found more in the world than it is out of the world, when it's alive.
It's revealed down.
Because down here, when the neshama is in the body, it's limited in place. Neshama can be in two places. Number one, you need to eat, you need to sleep, you need to function. So then that all limits the neshama in a particular body. But once the neshama leaves the body, it's not restricted by anything anymore. Neshama could be a million places. We learned already, remember Eliyahu HaNavi. How is Eliyahu HaNavi able to be at every single bris? Or every single seder? Or every whatever. How is it possible? But Eliyahu HaNavi, when he came into a body, like Rav Amnuna Sav, he had to save the older Rav Amnuna. And therefore he had to come into a body, so therefore he couldn't come to the yeshiva that day. Because once it's in a body, it's limited. So, where is an neshama limited, more in or out of the body? Definitely in the body. But we don't want people out of bodies, we want people in bodies. Okay, we want v'chai b'hem. Hashem wants the person should live. But one in neshama, even of a tzaddik, a Rebbe's neshama in a body is still limited. It has to eat, has to sleep. It can only be in one place at any time.
The potential without the keli can function?
Only in the potential state. But in Elokus, because ein kaya chasipoyel, the potential. And that's what we said. In yesterday's Hayom Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos, but the Dharma doesn't say simple things. Okay? If Dovah Malch says, Im Yetzer Ayin Halo Yabit, if Hashem forms an eye, can he not see? Anayta Ezen, if he makes an ear, Halo Yishmak, what is Dovah Malch saying? Dovah Malch saying that Lemaila, the potential is the actual. It's hard for us to grasp it because we're brains are. But by us, my potential, if I have the potential to learn and I don't, it's no good, right? By the Eibishter, by Hashem, the potential is the actual. And that's what he says, Hayetzer Ayin, if Hashem can make potential, Haloyabe, can he not even see in the potential? Do we get it? No, because our brains are limited. Very limited, by the way. One second. What?
When I do a mitzvah, what am I revealing?
Right now, you're not revealing anything. You are connecting yourself to not to the ray of Hashem, not to the revelation of Hashem, to the essence of Hashem. Now, at the present, that revelation, that essence cannot be revealed. When Mashiach, in other words, to use modern language, when you do a mitzvah, the connection goes into a trust fund. The trust fund will be usable when Mashiach comes.
Only then?
But the trust fund is real. There is an actual trust fund. Money's in, it's straight deposit.
So not in the next world, even in the next world?
No, the next world is the ray of Hashchina, it's nothing. Correct.
Now, Rabbi, the author here, he speculates what...
He's not speculating. He says what the facts are.
Rabbi, but you said yourself that for us, even trying to...
For us...
Let me finish, too.
Yeah.
For us even to try to define what God is very arrogant and
not arrogant. Not arrogant.
It's
impossible.
Because it's impossible. So how can here the author come and actually say with such certainty exactly how God treats himself?
First of all,
how does he know?
He's saying what God.
He can't know. Like according to what you said.
Done.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. First of all, Dr. Rebbe is only saying what Dr. Izal says. He's not saying anything of his own. Secondly, and that's primary, we can't, because our neshama is very, very limited.
Yes.
Because we are affected by the body.
Limited.
Very limited and restricted based on our behavior. A person who refined the body that does only what's right, does only what's right, that body doesn't conceal the neshama. And therefore, like Dr. Rebbe says in what we're reading now in Chitas, the life of a tzaddik is ein chayim besarim. It's not physical life. A tzaddik's life is spiritual. The body of the tzaddik, because he refined himself to such an extent, yeah, is actually not limiting the neshama. Their neshama sees things in the body that me and you don't even have a faintest idea about. Now, because we are so present, not you, you're holy, present, we are so coarse and so mundane and so corrupt and so everything, so our body actually blocks the neshama. So therefore we can haka chaynik. These tzaddikim, the Arizal, the Alter Rebbe, all those great tzaddikim, the Rashbi, they all, their neshama was not blocked by the body. They worked on their body. There's a story with the Rebbe Rishabu's birthday is this week, Chav Cheshvan. He once did something, an act, a minhag, a custom, whatever. Somebody asked him, what's the source of it? So the Rebbe Rishab said, right now I don't remember the source. But I know one thing. And these are great, it's not haughtiness of your ego. He said, but one thing I do know, from the time I was bar mitzvah, the Rebbe Rishab said, I worked on my body to only do what's right. And therefore, if I did it, there's a source for it. Later, he found a source for it. But he said, I refined my... Now, me and you... Not me.
You mean
me. Me. Yes. Just his body was not getting in the way. His body... You know, many times you have more refined people can understand something more refined intellectually. And sometimes you have coarse people that don't get anything. Anything holy. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. The Chassidim of the Rebbe Rishab used to say they're working on refining the body that they should understand the Maimer better of the Rebbe Rishab. They should understand the Chassidic discourse better. Because if it's a coarse body, how do you in the world do you think you can understand something spiritual? So these tzaddikim, we can't understand what it means. That's why they're able to perform miracles. Therefore, they're able to see things we don't see. Okay? This is not only Chassidish and Baba Mises. It says, why are tzaddikim called Einei Ha'eda? In Chumash, they're called the eyes of the community because they see what we don't. How could they see what's going on upstairs when we don't? Because their body and neshama is greater body, greater neshama, and therefore they can see. It's not in the way like me and you. We see mud, and they see holiness. You don't dive into a tzaddik, that's happy courses.
No.
Aveda Zara.
You ask for a bracha from a
tzaddik. You ask a tzaddik to intervene.
Yes. Yes,
not as a separate entity, because that's Aveda Zara, that's a sheet of... Okay. You're asking the tzaddik as my head. If the foot has an issue, that the head communicates. Where the ingrown toenails. We have an issue, we communicate, we ask our head to communicate for us.
Yes, when we do that... His neshama is in a potential state, so he can make it happen.
No. His neshama is in an actual state.
Which is potential.
When he's alive.
Which is potential.
Actual, I say.
Here the Rebbe says potential is actual.
Lemaila.
That's
yeah, but the Shaila is in Kerech HaSepel, does it work by itself? I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
But it's not that Rebbe had went to the park, had a brainstorm, and said, okay, let's do this.
But it's Ruach HaKodesh also, it's not just...
Ruach HaKodesh is very low level.
Nevuah.
Huh?
Nevuah.
There's Baskel, there's Ruach HaKodesh. That's a Gemara in Seiter. Okay, the Baskel is lower than Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is higher. Then you have Nevuah, you have Gil Elio. I mean, I don't know exactly which level, but the different levels of revelations of godliness.
I'm saying the author is also using Nevuah. It's not just
This is not Nevuah. Why is it Nevuah? It says, in Ayyam Yem, the Rebbe brings down that all the Torah Mechabrim, all the Torah authors, through the Shach and Taz, all wrote their commentaries with the Baruch HaKadosh. Which means, as the Rebbe quotes in Ayyam Yem, to look at the carbon, the sun all over there, that which means, it's a level of revelation of Kedusha, of godliness. So when they wrote their things, it was Ruach HaKadosh. Because what?
How do you explain machloket ben chachamim that is so prevalent?
Because elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Both are right.
One of them is true.
No, one of them. No, they're both right. In practical halacha, one's right. Is this table big or small? What do you mean you don't know? This table is big or small?
This table is big or small?
Yeah.
Both. Relative. I don't know what to say. If I say small.
Is this table big or small? You don't understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because it's relative. I can say it's small. He says, are you kidding me? It's very big. I can say it's very big. And it's
okay.
Are you kidding me?
No,
it's
okay.
Small.
So now let me ask you a question.
Why are you asking this?
Because I'm answering your question, Chochem. If I say the table's big and you say the table's small, are we necessarily disagreeing? Compared to the room, it's small. Compared to the little ant, it's big. So are one of us, woman, are we both right or we're both wrong?
The question is,
one's right or one's wrong? Answer me, what the?
I'm going back to
if I say, well, see, good. If I say the table's big and you say the table's small, can we both be right? What do you mean you don't know? So you don't know, so don't ask questions. Because I'm answering you and you say, you know,
no, because I'm sorry to be blunt. It's a silly question. I don't understand the wisdom of this question. Is the table big or slow?
Because when somebody says it's kosher and once rabbi says it's not kosher,
then they can have it. They have a criteria. They have a very well-defined criteria to go and check whether it's kosher or not.
No, this opinion says
small or big, small for what? It doesn't even relate to anything but to be fitting anywhere or anything. I can say it's small. I can say, no, it's big. So where are we going with this?
To answer your question?
I didn't ask a question. You asked me a question.
By the way, Rabbi, what is the rate again?
Question?
Do you want to rain this weekend, Rabbi?
Monday.
Rabbi is not a Navi, he's a
Kama. By the way, I'm not